This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Iranian counterpart Sayed Abbas Araghchi discussed issues pertaining to safety of shipping and India's energy security during their last conversation. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both ministers have held three conversations in the last few days. Mr. Jaiswal informed that there are around 9,000 Indian nationals in Iran and the Indian government has shifted several Indians from Tehran to safer locations.
We have shifted several Indian nationals, including students and pilgrims who were based in Tehran, to other safer locations and cities in the country. We are also assisting Indian nationals who wish to travel to Azerbaijan and Armenia and from there to take commercial flights to return home. We are assisting them with visas. We are also assisting them with land border crossings.
The spokesperson further informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken to several leaders in the Gulf region after the conflict started. In these conversations, Mr. Modi stressed the need for dialogue and diplomacy so that early peace can return. Mr. Jaiswal also underlined the need to avoid civilian casualties and the need to protect the civilians. On petroleum products being sent to Bangladesh, the spokesperson stated, India has received a request from Bangladesh which is being examined. He added that India is a major exporter of refined petroleum products, especially to its neighbourhood. He added that India has also received such requests from several other countries, which are being examined. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He stressed that the country's crude oil position is secured. He said domestic supply of LPG is fully protected and the standard time from booking to delivery for domestic LPG cylinders remains unchanged at 2.5 days. He said the government's priority is to provide uninterrupted LPG supply to 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged. Earlier, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is a lot of panic regarding LPG and restaurants are struggling to operate and street vendors are also being affected. When the Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri was making a statement, opposition parties created ruckus in the House. Amid sloganeering, the chair adjourned the House till 5 p.m. The proceedings in the House are underway. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the second batch of supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26, covering 61 grants. The government has sought approval for additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Jagdambika Pal said rising global uncertainty due to the West Asia situation has pushed crude oil prices up, affecting fertilizers, gas and transport. He said the supplementary demand will help address the situation and support development works and fertilizer subsidies for farmers. The Rajya Sabha has resumed discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Dr. Sangeeta Balwant of the BJP said the real power of India lies in its villages. She said the Narendra Modi government has empowered villages and the people of rural areas. Shakti Singh Gohil of the Congress and Sant Balbir Singh of AAP also spoke on the issue. An oil tanker carrying crude oil arrived in Mumbai yesterday after safely transiting the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The vessel is the first India-bound ship to pass through the waterway after maritime traffic slowed following recent US-Israel strikes on Iran. The vessel is carrying over 1,35,000 metric tons of crude oil and has docked at Jawahar Dweep, where unloading operations have begun. Tensions in West Asia have escalated following Iran's attack on a commercial vessel in the Persian Gulf near Basra in Iraq. An Indian crew member was killed when a US-owned crude oil tanker, Safe Sea Vishnu, sailing under the Marshall Islands flag, was attacked. The Indian embassy in Iraq said the remaining 15 Indian crew members have been evacuated to a safe location. The embassy added that it is in constant touch with Iraqi authorities and the rescued sailors and is providing all possible assistance. And with that, we end this news bulletin.